May the Lord help us to commence this evening by singing hymn 112. 112. No more, my God, I boast no more of all the duties I have done. I quit the hopes I held before to trust the merits of thy Son. Hymn 112.
Oh, from the Holy Word of God. We will read together this evening two psalms. The first, Psalm 36. Psalm 36. To the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord. The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart, that there is no fear of God before his eyes. For he flattereth himself in his own eyes, until his iniquity be found to be hateful. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off to be wise and to do good. He deviseth mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. O continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. There are the workers of iniquity fallen. They are cast down and shall not be able to rise. And now Psalm 46. Psalm 46. To the chief musician for the sons of Korah, a song upon Alamoth. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. May God bless that reading of his holy word, and may he help us in prayer. Most merciful and gracious and almighty Lord God in heaven, once again we bow before thee and seek thy gracious help and presence here in this house of prayer. Oh, that it may prove to be a sanctuary to us here this evening. May it be the place where thine honour dwelleth. Lord, we do pray that as we come and gather ourselves around thy word this evening, Lord, we do pray that this may be a little spot set apart from the rest of the world. Lord, we pray that there may be an entering in by faith to thy gracious rest, Lord, which is to only be found in the sacrifice of thy dear Son. Lord, as we gather ourselves together, Lord, as we have the worship of thy house and the worship of thy great and holy name, Lord, we pray that thou wilt be pleased to lift up the light of thy countenance upon us, that thou wilt be pleased to shine with light, life and liberty into our hearts, that in thy goodness and mercy thou wilt not leave us to ourselves, but Lord, that thou wilt lead us to thyself, our only rest, that thou wilt be pleased to reveal thyself, that thou wilt take us by the hand, granting to us living faith, and leading that faith, directing that faith to the object, to the one true foundation, the person and work of thy dear Son. Oh, that we may have our faith centered there, that we may have it anchored. Oh, that we may know that sure and certain hope. Lord, deliver us from doubts and fears and unbelief. Lord, we pray, deliver us from our sins. Lord, we pray that thou wash us and cleanse us from all the filth of sin and corruption that is within. Lord, we pray that Satan may be kept from us, that thou restrain his power, bind him back Drive him out of our hearts and out of this place. Shut us in with thyself. And, O Lord, we pray that thou grant to us the blessings of the riches of thy grace. Oh, we would see Jesus going on before us, leading us as that good shepherd. We pray that the dead in sin may hear thy voice, that it may be as it was with Lazarus, who was bodily dead in the tomb. Oh, but thou didst call him and raise him from that death. And we beseech thee that we may hear that call, that thou call us by thy grace, that thou call us from life, from death unto life, that thou would, Lord, grant to us, oh, that we might arise and that we may walk in liberty. There might be that loose him and let him go. Oh, that we may have that liberty of the children of God to walk in thy ways, to follow close, to follow hard after thee. Lord, do keep us from a loitering and a lingering. Lord, we do pray that thou would overcome each one of us by thy love. Oh, we do pray that thou would pour out the love of Christ in each of our hearts. Oh, we pray, Lord, that we may know thy love and an answering, a response from us of our love flowing in return. Lord, that thou make us alive in the things of God. Oh, we do pray then, make thyself precious to us each in salvation and, Lord, in following. Lord, we do pray that a precious Christ may be made needful more and more to each one of us as we go onward in our lives. Oh, we do pray that thou work then mightily in our hearts. Do pull down the strongholds of sin and Satan. Lord, we do pray that thou wash us in that fountain open for sin and for uncleanness. And grant to us, Lord, that good hope through grace of a righteousness which is Christ Jesus. Oh, that we may be clothed with his righteousness, that we may stand complete, that we may be found in him. Oh, that we may be found in heaven at last. Lord, we do pray that thou prepare us for eternity. Lord, leave not our souls destitute. Lord, leave us not to a outward form only, to merely a coming and going. May we not be satisfied with an outward profession, but knowing nothing of the realities of true godliness in our hearts, knowing nothing of our own sinful condition, knowing nothing of the plague of sin that we have, knowing nothing of our leprosy. Oh, we do pray that thou wilt reveal to us each. Lord, bring to our knowledge our sinnership. Lord, may we know that convincing of it. Lord, that we may be brought low to thy feet. Oh, we do pray then that thou would work mightily. Be with any, Lord, whom thou hast begun that work in. Lord, we pray that thou go on to be gracious in bringing them forth as trophies of thy grace. Oh Lord, we do pray that many souls might be exercised regarding an open profession of thy name, in whose hearts the love of Christ is found. Oh, we do pray that thou grant them, Lord, that overcoming grace, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we do pray then that there might be many souls here that are constrained by thy love to tell to sinners round what a dear Saviour they have found. Lord, be with any who have taken up their cross and begun that pilgrimage. Lord, we do pray that thou strengthen them for the journey ahead. Lord, may it be, arise and eat, for the journey is too great for thee. Oh, do grant us that food convenient for us. Lord, feed the living church of God, we pray, with the bread of heaven. Grant to us, Lord, that strength equal to our day. Lord, thou hast called us to live in a day of difficulty, of much sin. Lord, we pray that thou keep us by thy grace. Lord, that we may walk wisely and circumspectly. Lord, we pray that we may not be presumptuous or careless or foolish or prayerless. Keep us from being neglectful. Lord, we ask for thy keeping, thy preserving. Lord, uphold us. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe. Oh, we pray that we may be each saved with that everlasting salvation. Oh, Lord, none of us have yet attained. Oh, we are journeying to that place where the Lord said, I will give it thee. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that we may be walking that straight and narrow way which leads to eternal life, following in the footsteps of the flock, walking those old paths out of the wilderness of this life. Oh, that we might be heading home to be with Christ, which is far better. Lord, keep us, maintain us and help us. Lord, we stand in need of so much help. Lord, thou knowest. Thou hast said, without me you can do nothing. Our best is stained and dyed with sin. Our all is nothing worth. Lord, in and of ourselves, we've nothing good to plead. We've got nothing good to rest on. We've got nothing sure or solid. Oh, but all that we need is in thy beloved Son, the Lord Jesus. Oh, that we might receive of his fullness and grace for grace. Lord, do deliver us from the power of sin and Satan, Remember each of the friends with their various needs and concerns, our young friends with choices and decisions, Lord, options and opportunities before them. We pray thy guiding hand might be upon them, that thou would hedge about their ways, frustrate any plans they may have, Lord, which are not according to thy word. We pray, Lord, that thou would direct them into the love of God. Direct their feet. Incline their hearts. Oh, Lord, grant thy divine direction and thy gracious help. And Lord, do be with them with the uncertainty of the day they live in. Lord, in times of anxiety and fear, may they take that well-trodden path of safe retreat, oh, that they may find that refuge in thee. Oh, I will lift up mine eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Help them, then we pray. And Lord, may they prove that all things work together for good. Lord, do bless our older friends, those that are parents, those young people that have come together in friendships and relationships. Lord, those in midlife, bearing the heat and burden of the day, pressed with things on every hand. Lord, those who have trials and difficulties, Satan's buffetings and temptations, their own unbelieving heart. Lord, thou knowest the things that plague us and torment us. Lord, make a way of escape for us each. Lord, we pray that we may be kept from dishonouring thee. Lord, grant thy blessing on our older friends with those things that are particular, which come with old age. The change and decay of body and mind. Lord, we ask that thou wilt shine with thy divine light and love into their hearts. Those that are toward the evening time of life, in whose life it can be said the day is far spent. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou make known thyself to them, that thou reveal thyself as thou wast pleased to do to those on the road to Emmaus. Oh, may there be that desire from each, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. Lord, we read that thou didst go in and tarry with them. We thank thee for thy compassions, that thou wilt be inquired of. Oh, we do thank thee for thy, and praise thee for thy grace and for thy mercy, that thou hast not left us or dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Oh, Lord, great is thy faithfulness. Great are our sins, Lord, but great is thy love. Oh, and there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. Then, Lord, have mercy upon us now. Bless us as we turn to thy word. Do grant, Lord, that thy word might be suited to meet each case, and bless those that listen in also, and follow with thy blessing Thy own word, we pray. Forgive anything that is amiss in our worship here, we pray. Lord, and as we gather at the table at the close of this service to remember thee, oh, we pray that thou gather with us there, that thou break the bread of life in our midst, and grant thy blessing upon us as we seek to consider thee, or that we might consider him as we come to the table. And so, Lord, do remember us, we pray. Remember us that we are but dust. We're weak and foolish by nature. We look to thee, the God of all grace, the God of all comfort. Oh, to bless us, and in blessing get to thyself the honour and the glory. Forgive us all our sins for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 1041. Oh, where is now that glowing love that marked our union with the Lord? Our hearts were fixed on things above, nor could the world one joy afford. Hymn 1041.
Thank you.
Will you turn with me to our second reading, Psalm 46. With the Lord's help this evening, I'll speak to you mainly from the opening words in verse 4. Psalm 46, and those opening words in verse 4. There is a river. The whole verse reads, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Psalm 46, and in particular, for our meditations this evening, the opening words in verse 4. There is a river. People throughout the generations have seen the natural blessings that a flowing river can bring. And man has often desired to live near a river or a source of water. And you only have to look around at our own country. How many of our towns and cities are located and there's a river either running through the middle of them or nearby to them? And you can think of cities around the world, even today, that are by the rivers. This is a great benefit and has been known to man. And it was no different in the times the writing of the Word of God. The psalmist says, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. Now you can think of Jerusalem, and maybe this is the context that you think of this verse in. The psalmist is speaking of Jerusalem and the river Kidron, and the streams of Shiloh, and the blessings and the benefits that brought. But beloved friends, there is something greater which the psalmist is bringing before us. And I pray the Lord himself will bring us each to know something of these things. He says there is a river. There is a river. The streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. And this river, beloved friends, can be viewed in a number of ways. And the first way I would seek to bring it before you this evening is that river of the everlasting love of God. There is a river, and it's a river of love and mercy, and it has flown from eternity past, and it will flow for eternity to come. This is the everlasting love of God. There is a river. Oh, that you and I might be both brought to see something of it, to know a desire after it. And may the Lord help us and bring us that river of his everlasting love, we may be brought to feel the many blessed benefits of it. There is a river. With the child of God, in his or her experience, that there is, before the Lord reveals this, there is no real sense of it. Maybe there's a hearing of it, but there's no personal interest in this everlasting love of God. And until the Lord begins that work of grace, there's no knowledge of it. But more than that, there's no knowledge of their own personal interest in it. That this river is flowing for them, directly for them. And, may the Lord be pleased. May those here this evening who feel to be in a dry and barren land, whose souls feel to be a waste, howling wilderness, where there feels to be no life, no light, no liberty, all seems to be dry, barren and dead. Oh, may you prove the Lord's wondrous power in bringing that living, flowing river to begin to bubble up, and may you see it, and in your experience view it, where the Lord will bring this springing up of those hidden, secret streams of love which have been flowing to you and for you from eternity past. Well, it is, if we want to use a natural example, it's like those hidden waters that are flowing beneath the surface of the earth, where there's a spring which is out of sight, but it must bubble up, that there must be a bubbling up, there must be the breaking forth, and may there be in your heart, in your experience, a bubbling up, a welling up, a springing up of this water of life, just like it was with the woman of Samaria. Oh, that stream of everlasting love and mercy had flowed for her from eternity past. And there is a period, and there is a time appointed, and every child of God will know that time to come, that time when it begins to bubble up, that secret love of God toward them is made known, and it will break through the dry and barren land of their heart and will prove to be that river of life. River of love, river of mercy. And so the Lord Jesus blessedly intervened in the life of that woman of Samaria. And he chose to do it at the well. And, oh, he made known to her, didn't he? He made known to her her need. He revealed to her himself as the giver of this living water. And what did he say to her? He said, "Whosoever drinketh," he said, "if thou knowest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water." Living water. Oh, but she says, the well is deep. Well, you've got nothing to draw with. Thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence, then, hast thou this living water? Jesus saith unto her, "Whosoever drinketh of this water in this well shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." And soon it was to bubble up. Oh, but she was brought to a knowledge of some of her sin, wasn't she? "Go, bring thy husband." Oh, and you know the story. You know the account. Oh, she, beloved friends, was brought to see Jesus and to receive of the water of life in her soul. Oh, there is a period known to God when all his sheep, redeemed by blood, shall leave the hateful ways of sin, and they can trace it back to this bubbling up of the water of life in their heart. Shall leave the hateful ways of sin, turn to the fold, and enter in. There is a river. Oh, there is a river. Are you pondering the path of your feet? Has the Lord brought you to that living fountain of water yet? Or has he made known his secret love to you? Oh, is it, "Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee"? Oh, is this why he's brought you to feel so wretched, so undone? Oh, so needy in the sight of God as a sinner? Is it not this, that there's to be a bubbling up in your heart of this water of life? There is a river. Oh, and it brings the love of God down from heaven, and it brings it through the channel of the grace and mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is himself the fountain of living water. And it comes right into the hearts of poor sinners. Oh, this river of God's love and mercy. There's none like it, beloved friends. None like it. The psalmist in Psalm 105 sets forth the things that the Israelites were brought into and experienced. And oh, my eyes went to this afternoon. He opened the rock And you know, the Apostle Paul speaks of that rock which followed them was Christ Jesus. Type, wasn't it? He opened the rock and the waters gushed out. Oh, it doesn't take much, does it, dear friends, this evening, to look beyond these things, to see that smitten rock. He opened the rock, and the waters gushed out. They ran in the dry places like a river. Oh, he can open. He can open the river. In the dry and thirsty land where there's no water. Oh, he's a God of all grace, the God of all mercy. For he remembered his holy promise. His holy promise. Oh, the promise. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. Oh, the promise that he will not leave them to perish for thirst in the wilderness. And you, poor, thirsting sinner this evening, oh, he's opened a fountain, and the water's gushing out, and it's clear as crystal, and it's proceeding from the throne of God in heaven, and it makes glad, and it brings with it life, and it heals all that it touches. For he remembered his holy promise, and Abraham his servant, and he brought forth his people with joy, and his chosen with gladness. Oh, there is a river. Do you believe it? Those of you who feel to be so dry and barren and lifeless in the things of God, there is a river. Oh, may the Lord be pleased to give you that thirsting after it. Oh, that you might not be satisfied with anything short of it. You might not be looking for it anywhere else but from the God of all grace, the God of all mercy. There is a river. I wonder if you think of that river. Again, let's go back naturally to a city. The people need water. Oh, they need water. Well, the river's flowing. It's fresh. That the water that flowed through the city that day, it's gone. But there's more behind. Oh, it's continually flowing. Oh, and it satisfies the natural thirst now. But what other benefits does it have? What other benefits are there? What other benefits can come from the river running through or near a city? Well, surely it's the cleansing. Surely it's that cleansing. Oh, this fountain, dear friends, this evening, this river of God, this that makes glad the city of God, the holy places of the tabernacles of the Most High, this river gives, oh, it satisfies the thirsty soul. but it brings that cleansing. It's a river to wash in, a river to be cleansed in. I wonder if I pray there's a few of you here this evening, and you see your need of cleansing. You see something of your filthiness, the sins that you've committed, they're filthy. They've stained your life. They've marked your life. Your life, think of it as a garment. It's stained. The hymn writer says, our best is stained and dyed with sin. Our all is nothing worth. But your life, your very heart, it's full of filthy sin. Yes, it is. Oh, what need we have of cleansing, don't we? But who can really know it except the Lord reveal it? I wonder if he has. I wonder if there's those things that you're ashamed of this evening. I don't really mean a natural embarrassment of being found out. We're going higher than this. We're going beyond this. I mean ashamed of before God. You've been made aware that there is a God, and you can't deny it. And now that you know this, it's brought an accountability and measured against the standard of God's word. You're filthy, aren't you? You're unclean. You're like that leprous man. And the things of leprosy were within you, but while you couldn't see it on the surface, you could live with it. And we're good at that, aren't we? Living with it. But then it starts to appear. Like leprosy starts to appear, that it can't really be covered. And it becomes more and more visible. More and more a problem, a plague it is to us. And it speaks of death. Oh, this is the seriousness of it. This is no mere washing. This is deep. This is solemn. This speaks of death. Leprosy. In the times of the Bible was a disease unto death. Some were healed. Not many. Many. Many lepers perished. It came over them. Bit by bit. It crept over them. Spoke of ruin and spoke of death. And oh, what a thing to be a leper in Bible times. An outcast. Oh, what a dreadful disease it was. Beloved friends, sin is far more of a problem, far greater a plague. Oh, far more serious. I wonder if the Lord has begun to reveal to you something of the leprosy of your soul. Being brought to your view is a realization of what's within. This has been there. This has been there for a while. It's been within me and I didn't know it. It was within me, but I couldn't see it. I couldn't perceive it. Oh, but now it's there. Now it's exposed. What can be done? Oh, what is the remedy? Is there any cure? What can wash away sin? What can remove this dreadful disease that sin is? I wonder if there's a few of you this evening. I think a few weeks back I spoke a little of a legal gospel. Well, I wonder if there's a few of you who are maybe searching for a remedy, for a cure to your leprous soul. And surely if I stop everything and I change my behaviour and I mend my ways, surely it will put a stop to this plague, won't it? But you can't, can you? Because you can't stop in and of yourself. And if you could, what is going to cure you of all the past? Even if you can promise to sin no more for the rest of your days, who's going to deal with all that, the sin of the past? But you can neither heal the sin of your past, as much as you can stop yourself from going on to further sin. Maybe you do know. You do know what your soul needs. Maybe you do know what the answer is this evening. But you're at this place. You're where Naaman was. Elisha said to him, via his servant, go wash in Jordan 7 times and be clean. He was a leper, wasn't he? And he had gone as far as going to the prophet's house. Brought to his knowledge was one who could help him. His maid, the maid in his house, that little girl, had made known the prophet in Israel. And he had gone seeking to be healed of his leprosy. And he went with a knowledge both of his condition, and he went with some knowledge of one who could cure him. But he went with a preconceived idea of how it would be done. Beloved friends, there is a river. There is a river. There is a river. There is a fountain that's opened for sin and for uncleanness. And those of you this evening who feel your sin and uncleanness. This is welcome news indeed. Oh, but I would encourage you to venture on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to the throne of His grace, praying that He, in His time and way, will cleanse your soul and bring you to drink of that river of His love and mercy. But do not be guilty of this thing, of telling the Lord how to do it. I wonder, we have, don't we? We have our rivers. Naaman said, "Behold, I thought, he will surely come out to me, and he will surely stand and call on the name of his Lord, his God, and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper." And he was offended. He was offended. He was offended at God's appointed way. And how the Lord Jesus, beloved friends, the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, how the cross of Christ is an offence, isn't it, to many? Oh, may the need of our cleansing and the overcoming love of God remove away these foolish, ignorant hindrances that our hearts put up. Are not Abana and Pharpa rivers of Damascus better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? No, you may not. You may think they're better. You may think your way is better. You may think and have tracked down for your deliverance, for the time of the Lord appearing in your heart. Maybe you have tracked down two lines, and you've told the Lord to save you in this way, and it will be such a God-honoring way, and it will bring such praise. You've got a preconceived idea of a wondrous revelation, and how your heart is going to rejoice, and how greatly He might use you as a witness in your family and among your friends. Oh, beloved friends, you've got to go down a little. You have. You've got to come down a little to where Naaman was brought. If the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldst thou not have done it? Beloved friends, oh, may we not complicate the blessed remedy of the sacrifice for sinners. Oh, may we be blessed with a childlike faith to see our need, oh, and be satisfied with God's appointed way. There is a river. Your rivers, your devices, you may think they're much better, but there's only one river. There's only one stream. Oh, it's a channel of mercy. It is the precious blood of Jesus Christ. There is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. There is no other sacrifice that is worthy, that can put away sin. There's no other blood that can cleanse. No other one could die. That the sacrifice of Jesus Christ is valid and effectual only because he is the eternal Son of God. There's no other one that could lay down a life for another and it do any good at all. Only one life for one perfect man. Only one blood that is precious in the sight of God in this way. No one and one only sacrifice that can prevail. Only one fountain opened for sin and for uncleanness. Only one river of mercy and love. Oh, may we be brought humbled, humbled to that river. Then went he down. Oh, poor sinner, the Lord might bring you and me down, down to this river. Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again, like unto the flesh of a little child. And he was clean, and he forgot all about Damascus and Anna and Pharpar, and he praised God from whom all blessings flowed. And there was to that man Naaman only one way, only one river, and it was that one that the Lord's servant directed him to. That one. Oh, and it prevailed and it cleansed. And he came. Behold, now I know. He thought he knew a lot, didn't he? And he says, this I know. One thing I know. That there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. But in Israel. One God. One Lord. One Saviour. One mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Oh, the time has gone. But in your own time, read Ezekiel chapter 47. And there you'll find revealed to the prophet Ezekiel was a flowing water, and it came from the threshold of the door, and it flowed out from the house of God. And as he went, he measured, and we're told they measured 1,000, and this which came as a little trickle, which began flowing just under the door, they went 1,000. And it was to their ankles. And he went 1,000, and it was to their knees. And we're told they went 1,000. And what was the river then? Oh, it was a river. Afterward, he measured 1,000. And it was a river that I could not pass over. For the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. Oh, we sung, didn't we? I wonder if that was your desire. The hymn that our brother just gave out for the middle hymn. Oh, where is now that glowing love? Oh, I wonder if you've known something of a little trickle of the love of God in your heart. Oh, that you might seek the Lord will lead you on. Take your faith by the hand. He might tonight lead you in your thoughts and contemplations back to the beginning of your faith. He might take you back to the source. He might show you again that it is the fountain of living water, the springing head, taking you back to see Jesus Christ and Him crucified, and that he might lead you on, and that you might trace out this growing in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And the more you go on, the more you'll need to be immersed in His love. And the more you grow in grace, you'll know more and more of your own self. And you'll see more and more need of this river. And you'll need it, beloved friends, to be an ocean to swim in. You'll need it to be of a fullness that you cannot pass over. You'll need to be immersed in it. Yes, you will. Because you go on, heavenward, journeying home. Oh, what need you have of this river, the streams whereof make glad the city of God. We've got to close, but John, what does he close with in Revelation, or towards beginning of the last chapter of Revelation? And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal. You see, the more filth this river washes away from the church of God, it doesn't become polluted. Oh, it's not like a river that flows through a town or a city where all the sewage is emptied in, and time it gets to the flowing out of the city, it's filthy. This river takes all the filth and it's still clear as crystal, a water to satisfy longing, thirsty souls, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And he saw trees growing by the side of it, yielding their fruit. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. Oh, that we might know more of this river, something of it. We may take our cup, we may drink a little, and drink more abundantly. A little taste, a little sip here and there. The prospect that we'll drink in all the fullness of heaven at last. There is a river. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Chapman is expected to preach on Friday evening and Mr. Mark Seymour next Lord's Day. And the collections next Lord's Day will be for Ukrainian refugees. And the funeral service for the late Mrs. Mary Palmer will be held on Wednesday at 11 o'clock. and Oakington Chapel hope to have their TBS service on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Let us close with hymn 633. The love of Christ is rich and free, fixed on his own eternally. Nor earth nor hell can it remove, long as he lives, his own he'll love. 633.
now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, and the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and for evermore. Amen.